When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Who is the last person you would assume would be in trouble with the law? And I'm hoping that your answer is my sweet 71-year-old mother, Nancy Yancey. Sweetest woman on the planet. Literally found herself in trouble with the law this week. And here's the best part. It wasn't her fault. Wait until you find out who actually got her in trouble. This is a great story. Welcome to our preview edition of More Mama's Boy. In case you don't know, we also have a supplementary podcast called More Mama's Boy that we put out every single Thursday, where we give you more show. And we give you a whole nother episode of Certified Mama's Boy called More Mama's Boy. A little more laid back than the typical Certified Mama's Boy episodes, and a little more in depth. On this week's edition of More Mama's Boy, I ask a very valid question of why has Thanksgiving not been canceled yet? I have made a decision of, will I actually be going on my Thanksgiving trip, or did I decide to cancel it because of my health? Plus, I hope that you find the gift that I got Dramaggie for her triplets as cute as I did. We talk about that and how one of Santa's helpers got arrested for being on meth. But for this week's More Mama's Boy preview, Nancy Yancey literally got in trouble with the law, and who was actually behind this, I think, makes it even worse. Remember, this is only a small preview of a full 50-minute episode of More Mama's Boy, which you can get by becoming a certified fan. Certified fans contribute $6 a month to our show, which all goes to the production of the podcast. It gives you a bonus episode every single week, plus more perks. You can learn more about that by texting the word fans. You can unlock all the More Mama's Boys episodes, including this one, right now by texting the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8, or just go to the show notes of this podcast.
So yesterday, I'm coming home from just my little errands. Of course, I'd been to where? The grocery store. And I crossed over 400, and there was a sheriff's car behind me. I didn't think anything about it. As soon as I got across 400, they turned the lights on. I said, oh, I need to move over. So I pulled over to the right to let them by, and they pulled right up behind me.
Oh, I'm boy. Like, that's the worst feeling too, isn't it?
I was like, oh, what could this be? What on earth?
What happened?
This is mistaken identity or something.
Sure.
Okay. So two officers walk up to my car. Hello, ma'am. Dawson County Sheriff's Office here. I'm Joe Blow, and this is my sidekick, Tom.
Wow, two cops, too.
Two cops. And I said, oh, hello. And they said, can we see your driver's license? Okay. And then he said, your tag's expired. I said, oh, really? He said, yeah, 2 years ago. I said, oh, God, I don't know how that happened. I said, I didn't get a notice to renew my tag. And he said, well, whether you get a notice or not, every year on your birthday, you have to renew your tag. And you haven't renewed yours for 2 years. You have a 22, and we are now into 24. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, dear. Okay. Because he'd looked at my license and my birthday had passed.
Right.
And he said, we've already gone through two colors since you changed. I said, okay. I said, well, I really don't know how that happened. He said, well, just hold on a minute. They both go back and they get in the cop car. I'm thinking, what in the world is happening? Like 10 minutes goes by and then they walk back up, both of them, walk back up to the window and said, well, your registration was canceled in March of 2023. I said, what does that mean? And they said, well, someone in the Department of Revenue, blah, 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 state of Georgia, canceled your registration. I said, well, who would do that? Maybe it was you or your husband? I said, no, it wasn't me. I've never even heard of that website.
Wait, so canceled your registration for your car?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Sounds pretty serious.
And I said, well, is this a scam of some sort? He said, well, there would be no reason for anyone to go online and cancel your car registration.
But hey, Good on you for asking.
I said, oh, thank you. Okay.
That actually, that shows growth. And I like
okay,
that.
Okay, right.
Because so typically you would just be like, whatever.
I said, well, what do I do? He said, well, the first thing you need to do tomorrow morning is go to the courthouse and get your tag. And he said, and I have to give you a citation because it's been 2 years. And I said, oh, gosh. I said, do I have to go to court? And he said, well, either pay the fine or go to court. But it's not until January. In a couple of days, you can call and find out how much the fine is. I'm like, really? I said, well, that's crazy. I said, how do I find out what happened to my registration? He said, I really don't know. Maybe they can help you at the tag office. Okay, fine and well. I come home. I say to Jim, Jim's like, what the hell could have happened to your registration? I'm like, I don't know. This morning I went to the tag office and I tell them exactly what's happened. I said, how can my cancellation get, I mean, how can somebody cancel my registration? She goes, well, let me look. She said, maybe I can go in here and find out. And she's kind of acting like it's very mysterious. And then I said, yeah, I don't know who would have done such a thing. And she said, well, that's why you didn't get your notice. I said, well, clearly. She said, well, be sure and say that in court if you go to court. I said, okay. So all of a sudden she goes, someone, Jim Yancey?
No. 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 Here we go. Here we go. Oh, no. What happened? Said, he canceled it somehow?
He canceled my car registration. She said, yes. Is his email so-and-so? I said, yeah. She goes, well, that's who did it. I said,
how did
oh.
that happen?
Well, he doesn't know. He has no idea how he did
okay,
that.
Okay, no, that concerns me.
Maybe it was chemo brain. Who knows?
That is crazy. Wait, so he somehow went in there with his own email address and canceled your car registration?
Uh-huh. The only thing we can figure out, you know, his birthday is in April, so he would have been renewing his own in March. Maybe he went in there to see if mine was due on his birthday,
wow.
Even though my car is clearly in my name. I don't know how it happened. But anyway, I called him and I said, oh, honey, guess what? I've solved the mystery. He said, oh, what happened? I said, someone at this email address canceled my registration in March of 23. He said, oh, good God.
Was he – now, my dad has a way of being a little defensive sometimes. Was yeah. Did he give you like a, well, I mean, I don't even – that's probably somebody asked me. Like,
No. I mean, he knows.
He'll give you shit for like in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. If that story had been reversed, it would have been, what were you thinking? did you even know where you were? Do you know that site? You got to be careful what you click on.
I think that the Jimmy Mac deserves a good a good shit giving to. I think that would be fine. All of us, everybody, go on the fans page and just talk about Jimmy Mac. How did you cancel that insurance? Just let him get a taste of his own medicine. Okay. To get this plus a ton of more full episodes of More Mama's Boy, become a certified fan today. Thank you for contributing to our podcast. You can go to the show notes of the show right now, or just text the word fans, FANS, to 888 Kramer 8.